Pakistanis affected by the floods blocked a highway today to demand government help as aid agencies warned relief was too slow to arrive for millions of people who are without clean water, food, and homes. Chris Altieri reports.
Public anger has grown during the course of the 2 weeks of flooding that has disrupted the lives of at least a tenth of Pakistan's 170 million people. Hundreds of villages across Pakistan in an area roughly the size of Italy have been marooned. Highways have been cut in half and thousands of homeless people have been forced to set up tarpaulin tents along the roadside. But aid has failed to keep pace with the rising river waters.
Brother, we are extremely hungry.
This villager is one of those who has already lost everything.
Our houses have been destroyed. I have just one piece of clothing which I'm wearing at the moment.
2 million others have been made homeless in Pakistan's worst floods in decades. 1,600 people have been killed. According to the United Nations, only a quarter of the $459 million U.S. dollars in aid needed for initial relief has arrived. Authorities are forecasting a brief respite in rains Monday. Water levels in the Indus River feeding Pakistan's plains have fallen in Punjab, the country's most populous and worst-hit province, although flooding would stay high where embankments were breached. In Sindh province, flooding could get worse. I'm Chris Altieri.